Mexico, there's no place like home for the holiday.
Well, the Washington Redskins are not quite out of playoff contention, but they're basically out of playoff contention, having lost to the Dallas Cowboys last night. Redskins are now 5-7 after the 38-14 loss in Dallas. Here to break it all down for us, as he always does, Redskins analyst Trevor Maddich. Trevor, good morning. Welcome back. And tell us about this game. What happened last night?
Well, what happened last night was that the Redskins, in some phases, played really well for a lot of the game. And in other phases, they fell flat on their face. And not because the Cowboys played so well, but because they made horrific mistakes. And that continues a trend that they've done for the last seven games, where even the injuries that they've had weren't the major contributor to five losses in seven games. It was Redskins' mistakes, and they did it again against the Cowboys.
Is this the type of thing that really it makes sort of everyone in the organization nervous, that they really a lot of changes need to start happening to recover this team?
You know, Vince, that's a great point, because the answer to that should be absolutely. The Redskins have not busted a grape in recent years. I mean, for all the great play, and I mean great at times, from Kirk Cousins, they still haven't won a playoff game. They still haven't advanced. And now, entering the month of December, they're all but out of the playoffs. Mathematically possible, but with that kind of a performance last night, it was, you know, it puts them in that position. And what happens inside an organization and inside a locker room is now the door is open for the owner to clear house, to clean house, to get rid of the coaching staff. The new coaching staff comes in and gets a lot of the players out of there, because keep this in mind, that a new coach coming in, his mindset is, hey, you players, I might tell you how much I think of you, but inside what I'm really telling myself is, you are the guys that got the last coach fired, and you're not going to get me fired too. And so when the door is open for new coaches, when the door is open for the coaches to stick around but clean house with the players, everybody starts to play for themselves, for their job, and that's a bad place to be. The Redskins right now are at risk of being in that place.
Yeah. You talked about mistakes that were made, that continue to be made. Who's making the mistakes?
Well, they're taking turns, Mary. They're taking turns, and that's the biggest problem. If it was one guy or one position group, you could say, yeah, that's what's got to be fixed. But in this game, it started out with the wide receivers. Josh Doctson, while he made some very good catches in this game, dropped a couple of passes, including one early that stifled the Redskins' early drive. Jamison Crowder, wide receiver and punt returner, was just, he had a game that he wants to forget. The Redskins were driving for an early touchdown. Kirk Cousins threw the ball to him over the middle at the 5-yard line going in. Perfect pass, hit him right in the hand. He couldn't catch it. He tipped it up to the safety behind him. Interception at the goal line stopped the Redskins' drive. Just a few minutes later, Crowder was back to receive a punt. He caught it. And then as he was running upfield, he only had one hand on the ball in traffic, and the Cowboys stripped it out of there, recovered the fumble. So these, and then the Redskins' punt return team made a small mistake in being in the right lanes. They opened up a space for the Cowboys' punt returner to run through. He did for a touchdown. Now, this is all early in the game, all in the first half, and it's what established what would happen in the second half.
The Kirk Cousins has been he was sacked last night 4 times. He was 26 of 37 for 251 yards. He had 2 touchdowns, but he also threw, as you noted, these 2 interceptions, and he lost a fumble. You know, the reason the tone of this conversation sounds so different is because that game is the game last night on which most of the season now hinged. And to lose that game, to be staring at a future that doesn't look like any chance of being in the playoffs really, means that there's going to be heavy conversations about whether or not Kirk Cousins gets another franchise tag or goes to free agency next year. If he gets that tag, that's over $34 million. The Washington Redskins would be paying him to stay and play here. What is the conversation behind the scenes like right now about Kirk Cousins' future with the Washington Redskins?
Well, I'll tell you, the conversation should be that they need to pay him. They need to figure out a way to give him a long-term contract that he can sign. Because Cousins, for all the stats that you mentioned, Vince, was magnificent in this game. And I mean magnificent. he threw those two interceptions. One was on a perfect pass that the receiver Crowder tipped up to a defensive back. The other one was tipped at the line of scrimmage by a defender. It wasn't that he threw any bad passes. He really didn't. Two tipped balls led to interceptions. And that happens at times, but you evaluate it differently than if he just threw a bad pass. The fumble, I'm surprised that he didn't have more fumbles because he wasn't getting protection. He was getting annihilated in the pocket. And I mean hammered. I mean hit hard by 300-pound defensive linemen running free right up the middle and hitting him in the mouth just after he threw the ball. And yet he kept getting up, kept getting back in the huddle, kept running the next play. He showed tremendous physical and moral courage when there was every excuse just to throw the ball away and say, forget it, I'm on a one-year contract, I'm not going to take these risks anymore. He took the risks. And I think that the team around him failed him. And so if I'm the Redskins front office and I'm thinking about whether to give him a long-term contract, I look at how he performed under extreme duress in this game, and it gives me encouragement that he is worth a long-term contract.
Now, a lot of teams get ravaged by injury, right, at a lot of different places, but it seems like the Redskins especially have struggled in one area, which is that offensive line. I mean, however magnificent Kirk Cousins ever is, the fact that the offensive line has struggled so much with injury this year, how are the Redskins looking at fixing that problem?
Well, there's no fixing it this year. Really, it's one of those freaky years. You try to find a cause that leads you to have all five of your offensive linemen injured. Four of the five have missed games. The fifth, Morgan Moses, has been playing on two sprained ankles and an injured knee, and he was injured and taken out of the game on a cart, finally, in this game against the Cowboys. He may or may not play next week. All you can do is just chalk it up to the fortunes of football and try to get back to it next year, because coming into the season, and for much of the season until the injuries happened, the offensive line was actually one of the strengths of the team. And most of that line is young and will play together for a lot of years going forward. So I'm not worried at all about the offensive line.
All right, Trevor Maddich, thanks as always. We'll chat with you again next week as we sort of watch the rest of this season move along with the Washington Redskins. Thank you, Trevor.
You're welcome. They have a chance to show some character. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks very much. And